I would like to contemplate a bit the subject of resistance to be human. In the past, we referred to it as a resistance to be in the person. This happens with people who have a tendency to find a comfortable place in the watcher. Meaning these people experience the person from the watcher. It gives them some kind of a sense of distance and security, not to get too personal. Because the person, after all, is a place where we feel more vulnerable. Because we are too close to the world and other people. So being in the watcher gives you some kind of a distance. And the watcher in this case substitutes your the identity from which you relate to the world. And there's nothing wrong in itself in being in the watcher. We call it a semi-spiritual center. In a way, the watcher may be conceived as a further internalization of the person. He is close to the internal knower. The problem with the watcher is that even though he serves certain purposes, he tends to isolate us from that part of reality while we interact with the outer world. So the watcher, the tendency to be in the watcher, is not bad by itself, but it is something to be transcended. Because being in the watcher too much isolates you from being human. It's not just about how you interact with the world, it isolates you from an important part of yourself. And it is all acceptable at the beginning. For instance, when one works with pure consciousness, there's a period that you need to disconnect from the human consciousness, disregard it in a way, in order to fully identify with pure consciousness. So there are different seasons on the path. It's not like you have to experience everything at the same time. Still, it's important to identify that a certain habit or addiction to be in the watcher can isolate you from your human consciousness. And based on that understanding, to work towards transcending that tendency. You need to move forward at some point towards the person, towards the internal person, then towards the external person, and towards the human consciousness. There's nothing really threatening there. Well, initially maybe there is. When you are trying to establish pure consciousness, going too much to the front may weaken your connection with pure consciousness. But if your pure consciousness is established, you need to move forward without fear, without insecurity. But there is one more element here that I would like to address, which I already did, by the way, is the fact that the external person tends to be unconscious. And I have observed it so many times. Okay, I meet a student who is in pure consciousness. And then we are interacting and communicating. And the one who is communicating is the external person. And when the external person is unconscious, he tends to take too much energy. Therefore, disconnecting one from pure consciousness. Already guided you through many meditations how to integrate pure consciousness with the activities of the external person. But then the problem is that the external person is so ingrained in his past habits. The moment he starts to act, he is crystallizing himself too much, taking too much energy. He's no longer experiencing a transparent way. He's experiencing a crude, crystallized way. And pure consciousness is entirely forgotten, or just experienced somewhere there at the background. So development and evolution of the external person is so important, not just to provide a bridge between pure consciousness and our mind personality, but he's actually preparing the ground for us to become human, which ultimately results in becoming the human person. So there is this resistance from becoming a human, psychological, existential, but there's also this general unconsciousness in the external person. It's like one is in that schizophrenic condition. Here one is experiencing pure consciousness, and then one is interacting with other people, and the center of that interaction is unconscious person. And because he is so unconscious, so he cannot create a bridge between human consciousness and pure consciousness. So one becomes another person. That unconscious, external person in his futile effort to serve as the center of human consciousness. It is very common, and it is really painful to watch. Just think about it. You are interacting with someone else via the external person who is the center of the external attention, but you don't really know who is interacting. external person, external attention, which is unconscious. The fact that one lives in such a condition. It is such a fragmented state. And I have addressed it to so many students in the past, trying to make the external person conscious, but they just keep failing in that task. What is that? Why they cannot make the external person conscious? Basically, the external person is a subconscious center that is processing all that mental, emotional information in relationship to the subconscious mind. There's no an identity at all. There is no human. When I interact with my students, I like to interact with their human identity. I like to have a sense that there is a someone, somebody there with whom I'm interacting. Not that with just with this mechanical, unconscious, external person. When the external person is unconscious, it's not just that the human is unconscious, it is detrimental to your relationship with pure consciousness as well. So I would say that those students who keep struggling with establishing pure consciousness, and luckily there are less and less of them, even though I tend to complain about my students, but actually many of my students made a great progress. They are wonderful. They're mature souls. I'm lucky to have them, as they're lucky to have me. But there's a still number of students decreasing, fortunately, that keep being unconscious in the external person. Like something just does not click. No amount of explanation, convincing, helps. And they have like this major block in becoming conscious in the external person, which also translates in the inability to be in the human consciousness. Okay, I mentioned that the proper realization of the human consciousness requires the external person becoming the etheric person. But it's not a clear cut. There are many places in between. Even before you realize the etheric person, you can and you should be in touch with your human consciousness. The unconsciousness of the external person is a big problem. And the question is, are these students just so spiritually immature to be conscious in the external person? Or there is something in their intelligence which is lagging behind them?